Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Tola Talks with Rich Tola, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Namaste, everyone. Thanks for joining us on Monday, October 16th. Got a great show for you planned. We have a special guest co-star, actually. Ooh, co-star. Hey, Gosh. Say hello to Vivi.
Hi.
You like that, Vivi co-star? She's my co-host today, guys.
Yeah.
So V is going to be here all day talking all sorts of stuff. And first, let me say, Tola Talks is now available on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. It's under the podcast section. And search by Tola Talks and subscribe to listen to the show every Monday at 4 o'clock. You guys know that. You can also listen to past episodes, share it with your friends. Appreciate that. But it's kind of cool, you know. So, V, we go live here, and then it goes into the podcast world. You know, a podcast is something pre-recorded. So, there you go, guys. Yeah. Should be a lot of fun.
Yes.
So, V, it's your first time on the radio, huh?
Yes, it is. Thank you for having me. I'm excited.
Yeah. She looks great, guys. And she's not nervous. You're not nervous at all?
No, not at all.
I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing.
Yeah.
We want you to be nervous. A little good energy.
Thank you.
Yeah, you know, the goal here, I don't know if you guys have been listening in, but yeah, it'd be love to grow this show to a two-hour show, three-hour show. So it'd be great to have co-hosts. So yeah, hopefully V likes it and we like her too.
Yeah.
Yeah, cool.
Thank
well,
you.
You got it. And on that note, we're going to jump right into the first section here, which our segment is called If I Were President. All right, here we go. If I were president, I want to give a shout out to my father on this one. Hey, Dad, you listening? The old man, he and I agree on this. He said everything should be legal. All right, guys, so here we go. I would legalize, well, the word everything's a big word, but let's just start with drugs, alcohol, prostitution. Legalize it all over the age of 21. No, this is no bullshit here, because I would legalize it. Marijuana, cocaine, heroin, whatever, crack, put it out there. Everyone's available. Prostitution, tax the hell out of it. Take that money, the taxes that we recover, as well as businesses, guys. Any businesses that want to pop up and sell it, you tax them more. Tax the user, as well as another tax on alcohol, which we'll talk about is way worse. And use that money to deal with addictions or people that are affected by it or that suffer life-threatening diseases. All right. So, V, I went to the internet today and I was doing some research with the, well, there's all sorts of sites there, but the National Institute on Drug Abuse. I mean, first of all, let's talk about this. In 2016, last year, there were 64,000 drug overdose deaths. Ugh, that's a tough one to get out. 64,000,
yeah.
Another 20,000. Died due to synthetic opioids, okay? And 18,000 of the 64 were prescribed opioids. What are opioids? You guys know that. Oxycontin, Vicodin, morphine. These are drugs that, well, we won't get into that, but they're prescription drugs, and we're talking a lot of people, 35,000 people in 2015. From heroin, only 13,000 people died. Cocaine, only 7,000 people died. And most of the cocaine deaths were with the combination of opioids. Well, that said, that's a lot, right?
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
A lot, but in relationship to cigarettes, let me talk about that. 480,000 deaths per year, 1,300 a day. Secondhand smoke, 40,000 people die from secondhand. My father worked in the barbershop forever with secondhand smoke. Unfortunately, he didn't. He didn't succumb to that. But the average smoker dies 10 years earlier than the average lifespan. So cigarettes are pretty bad. How about drinking? Yeah. Alcohol, 88,000 deaths a year from alcohol, blood alcohol poisoning. Got 11,000 more from vehicular deaths. So you got close to 100,000 people die from alcohol there, as well as the economic cost of excessive alcohol consumption. All right, it's over $250 billion in 2010, that was. It's $2 a drink. You know what they say, heavy drinkers? That's 15 or more drinks a week. That's nothing.
Yeah.
I used to drink. Hey, guys, well, I mean, I'm coming up on 10 years sober. You drink alcohol?
A little bit. Wine, yeah.
A little wine?
Yeah.
You're not like crazy party girl?
No, not anymore.
Not anymore. Well, we learn. There's a lot of things now with these fraternities. Things are happening. But you're talking all sorts of motor vehicle crashes. You got violence, domestic violence, sexual assault. We're seeing all that in the news, right?
Yes.
Obviously, there's alcohol involved in a lot of these risky sexual behavior. Yes. So many bad things happen when it comes to alcohol. So, I mean, that's what I say, and this whole concept of a gateway drug, I think that's a bunch of bullshit when people say gateway. Gateway, by the way, when you look it up, and it says habit-forming drug that, while not addictive itself, may lead to the use of other addictive drugs.
Mm.
Yeah. What do you think about that, this whole habit-forming and leading to other drugs?
I think it just depends on everyone's circumstance. You know, if you're going to stay in with one thing, then that's your choice. I don't think the gateway is true at all.
Me neither. I think that's a bunch of crap. Yeah. There's no gateway. Listen, if you want to go do coke, don't recommend it. You want to get wasted, don't recommend. Yeah, you know, if you're doing this, you're already doing it. Guys, anybody could find, you want to buy pot, you want to buy coke, you want to buy crack, you want to buy heroin, you could find it. I had a friend of mine not too long ago tell me, I didn't know this. In his 30s, he told me he did heroin in high school. He said, I tried it. It wasn't really for me. So, obviously, guys, if you're out there doing things, banging up your body, you got to treat your body as a temple. Mm-hmm. I mean, I do, and didn't always. I mean, 15 drinks a week, forget about it. We had 15 drinks in one day or over the weekend. So, it is abusive. This National Institute on Drug Abuse, they said the majority of people who use marijuana do not go on to use other harder substances. So, marijuana is like no big deal. That should be for sure, right? Alcohol and nicotine, says they prime the brain for a heightened response to other drugs and are typically used before a person progresses to other more harmful substances. So, alcohol and nicotine are way worse, in my opinion. So,
you know...
If I were president, make it legal, tax it, make it available, make it 21 and older. You can't be 18. Make everything 21. Alcohol, make it all 21. And if you're selling it, whether it's alcohol, whether it's marijuana, just tax more and take that money and put it back in. Got to do that. Well,
yeah,
on that note, I'm glad we agree, V.
Yeah.
The Get Your Shit Together Award, guys. Check this out. So, V, every day or every show, we give out a Get Your Shit Together Award for the bozo or the chucklehead who really needs to get it together. This week, a reversal of fortune. This is going to someone who has her shit together. I really believe that. First Lady, Melania Trump. That's right. I'm giving it to the First Lady because she's out there now. She definitely has her shit together. Helping children, which is no doubt I'm all about, and combating cyberbullying. And now she's focused on learning more about the opioid epidemic, right? She said that more than 2 million Americans are estimated to have problems with opioids. So too many people have problems with it, and you have young mothers. And she says we need to open the conversation and teach children and young mothers that it's dangerous to use drugs. No doubt. Children and young mothers.
Yeah.
That's like something you got to stay away from all the – forget about it. It's like 6 in 1,000 births. These infants have this neonatal abstinence syndrome. So they're basically born probably addicted to crack or whatever.
Yeah.
So this woman, right, born in Slovenia, 1970, Melania, she's been dedicated to helping others for a long time, right? In New York, she's on the board or involved with the Martha Graham Dance Company, Police Athletic League, Boys Club New York, American Red Cross, Heart Association. There's no doubt. I think when a first lady goes out there and puts her face in front of like a cause, I mean, I love that, whether it's obesity, previous Michelle Obama was great with that, helping kids.
Sure.
Got to help kids, right?
Yes, absolutely.
That's
our future. Yeah.
It is our future. So we're giving the anti-Get Your Shit Together Award to Melania Trump. Way to go, Melania. Keep up the good work. No, I do like that. I like when you see... Well, a lot of times you can just stay in the house over there, have your parties, but yeah, she's getting out there. I like that. We're going to fitness and Tola Yoga, keeping this short and sweet. You guys know Tola Yoga, you want to take a class, I'll kick you in the butt here. It's a $5 class. They call it the best $5 deal in downtown LA, DTLA, for the best yoga workout in the world. Oh, yeah. V hasn't taken my class, but...
Sign me up.
Yeah, I'm going to sign you up, no doubt. And this Sunday, by the way, I'm going to do a pop-up class at 10 o'clock, 10 a.m. Sunday, Pershing Square, guys, $5. So come and take a Tola yoga class for $5. You will not regret it.
Nope.
I want to give a shout-out to a young lady I met this morning. All right, here's Justine. She might be listening. So Justine, any quick story. I go to the gym every day, and I've seen this woman. She's probably 30-ish. And knows what she's doing. She definitely has her shit together in the gym. She knows what she's doing. She looks like she knows what she's doing. She stays focused. She's kind of... But, yeah, I've seen her now for a couple months, but, you know, respectful. I don't say hello or anything. I just, you know, so I knew it, though. One day I said, I'm gonna say hello to her because I want to compliment her.
Uh-huh.
And but I did have one tip for her, to bend your knees more. So I did meet Justine, said hello to her today for the first time. We got talking, we kind of hit it off, and I said, hey, Justine, I want to give you a tip. No matter what you're doing, especially curls, because she was doing curls with a straight bar, I said, you want to bend your knees. You want to think chair pose. You guys know what chair pose is? Look it up. Yeah, you know, you kind of like squat it down. It's really helpful to bend your knees. You want to put a little cushion in your knees. Don't lock out your knees, guys, especially you younger weightlifters. When you're swinging that weight up, you kind of lock your knees out to get it all the way up. Don't do that. Slow, purposeful, bend your knees, good posture. That's my tip for today.
Yeah,
it's kind of cool to meet somebody, though, that I've been seeing and I respect it. And by the way, you know what this word salubrious means?
What is it?
What the hell does that mean?
Yeah.
Well, I want to give a shout out to this Merriam-Webster word of the day. I get this from Merriam-Webster Dictionary. I get a word of the day. I like it. Expanding my vocabulary.
Love it.
It says, favorable to or promoting health or well-being. So I'm salubrious.
Yes, you are.
Mm. That's a funny word.
Thank you.
And I'm addicted to working out. On that note, guys, we're going to go over to world news, and I think, V, you're going to take it from here.
Yeah, so women and men from all over the globe who have been sexually harassed have been sharing their stories across social media with the hashtag MeToo to show their magnitude of sexual assault. So following further allegations of rape against Hollywood producer Harvey Weinstein, used more than 200,000 times since last night. Don't forget the men and boys, right?
Yeah,
it's
don't forget
women.
The men. Yeah, I saw. Did you see that? It's like someone put that out. I'm not even sure, but then a couple of celebrities got on it. I like that. It's like
too.
You're finally coming out. Maybe you've held this inside you for years. I mean, do you think it's scary for women to do that? Because now their Twitter is like Twitter. I think it was on Twitter, right?
Yes, yes, it was. I just think that everyone does it on their own time, but it's definitely effective to speak up and, you know, say what you've been through.
And it's almost an anonymous way, right? Because by saying Me Too, you're not saying this person in particular. You're not even saying it's Harvey Weinstein that did it.
Absolutely.
It's just it was affected by. I mean, have you ever dealt with, a confident woman. I'm thinking, have you ever been close to having somebody... Yeah.
Sure, definitely. And I think that when it's someone with a higher power, like a boss, you know, you may feel that type of influence. So, yes, I have, unfortunately.
Really?
So,
you're a hashtag Me Too?
Yeah, I would say
kidding.
So. Yeah.
More than once?
No.
But there was one person in particular?
Yes.
Man or woman?
Yes. Man.
No kidding.
Yeah.
So, like, hey, what do you do? I mean, how do you, like, is it to change everything?
Or well, sometimes you can't. Change, you know, we're not asking for it. We're not, you know, doing anything, I feel. So it's just a matter of forgiving that person and, you know, being comfortable with the situation and growing and learning. So, and finding the support you need, obviously, to get over it and, you know.
Right, because that does help. I mean, going to someone with it rather than keeping it inside.
Therapy and things like that.
Yeah,
so.
Bottling it up. No, I saw that. I think that's a good thing. And they catch on quick with these, Twitter especially.
Yeah.
Catch on quick. So, yeah, that's a positive.
Yes, and Bo Bergdahl, the U.S. soldier held as Taliban captive in Afghanistan for over 5 years, has pled guilty to desertion and misbehavior before the enemy.
Yeah, I read about that.
Yeah, and 31-year-old Army Sergeant entered his plea today before a military judge in Fort Bragg,
Bragg. Fort Bragg.
Fort Bragg, sorry. Yeah. North Carolina. Yeah, so he was criticized by President Trump, called him a no-good traitor who should have been executed.
No good traitor who should have been, but that's a little severe, right? What do you think? That's a little severe. But I know the guy, 31-year-old guy, what did he left his post, right? Or,
well, in a podcast interview last year, Sergeant Bergdahl said that he would walk off his combat post to prove that the officer combated would unite for service. He was unfit for service, excuse me.
Oh, they were unfit for service. Yeah, that's what he said. He said that his people were unfit for service. He wanted to prove a point.
Yeah.
So this guy wants to prove a point, walks off, and pleads guilty.
Yes, and the U.S. soldier were 45-day-year-old search for 501 parachutes.
For this guy,
yes,
he was in he was in the parachute infantry, something like that.
Yes.
So that they went on, they went searching for this guy. You know, it reminds me of that movie Saving Private Ryan, which I watched recently.
Yes,
where guys go and try to save one person, and they all get killed basically. And in this instance, people were killed, right? People were killed or injured. Part of the search for 45 days trying to find this guy. So what the hell is he thinking?
I have no idea.
I don't know.
Right.
Yeah, I don't know about being executed, but here's a guy that walks off the job that he signed up for and leaves everyone else at risk. Well, there's no doubt this guy needs to be punished.
Of course.
He's going to go to jail. He could go to jail for, 5 years or up to life. I'm not sure.
Yeah. And then also, yesterday, a 10-year-old boy is in the hospital after falling 100 feet over the railing of Niagara Falls into the gorge.
Hmm.
So, yeah, he was critically injured. And did you know that 30 million people visit there every year?
No kidding. Niagara Falls.
Yeah. Hmm. So he was sitting on the railing, and his mother wanted to take better pictures.
Hmm.
So this is how this happened. And he lost his balance and plummeted backwards, striking his head.
So a mom who's got to get her shit together lets the kid prop himself up on a railing.
Yeah.
On a railing.
Trying
and
to
falls
get a better
back
picture.
And he's critically injured, right? He's in the hospital.
Absolutely. And, you know, about a dozen people, they end up falling since 1901. So this is definitely a common thing. And whether it's intentional or not with them falling, What do you think? I mean, do they need to have some type of protective device or some type
like
of
a higher
kind of
wall? You know, I've never been. Have you ever been to Niagara Falls?
I have not.
No, me neither. I know there's the three falls, right? There's the Horseshoe, the American, and what's the other one? Something Vale? Bridal Veil.
The Bridal Veil. Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, what I do know about Niagara Falls is, well, that's been around for like 12,000 years, I think. It's been a long time, and it has been one of the most popular destinations for honeymooners. Here's something, because it relates to a movie. This is a tradition, mid-19th century. In 1953, guys, Niagara is a movie starring Marilyn Monroe. That's right. She was a honeymooner with a wandering eye, and the film, it marked her explosion as a phenom, that's for sure. And it was her 21st film, actually. She started in 1947 with this movie called Dangerous Years, by the way. But nonetheless, they did a whole two-minute scene where Marilyn was walking to take a better look at the falls, and the whole thing was her backside, her butt. So everybody was, like, interested. Yeah, I think this whole world with selfies, pictures, it's people gone a little crazy with that. I don't know. Anybody's been there. I've never, like I said, been to Niagara Falls, so I don't know what it looks like in terms of the railing.
Yeah.
But clearly, there's probably a sign that says, don't be climbing on the railing. There's got to
be
something.
There should be, absolutely.
There should be.
In fact, the first person to ever fall was 63 years old. This was back on October the 24th in 1901. And the name was Annie Edson Taylor, and they were the first person to take the plunge. So
she went over. No, it's a she. She went over in a barrel, right? That I think she made the barrel too.
Yes,
this is like
170 feet high, and fell into a water of 170 feet deep. So
And I read once that when you fall off or get off, you hit the bottom and you come right back up. Like it's so.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I think you hit the bottom, you bounce back up. But yeah, I guess it's a sight to see. But hey, whatever you're doing out there, guys, I mean, obviously be smart about it.
Yes.
I mean, everybody's obsessed with pictures.
It's not worth a picture, guys.
It's not worth a picture falling. I mean, what do you think of imagine a 10-year-old kid. You're probably scared to death. You're falling back. There's water. Yeah. You got this gorge. It's crazy to think a kid can and survive.
I know, yeah.
What did they do? I wonder if they dove in there to get me. Well, who knows? Well, they have boats down there, I believe,
yes,
that you could do a little boat ride. It's crazy.
Yeah, but we need to prevent it from happening again.
Yeah,
it's happened
too
many times. So.
No doubt. So that's our world news. Yeah, we came to with three stories today, breaking V in here. So, by the way, I wrote those notes for Visa.
Chicken scratch. Sorry.
Trying to read my writing. I'm like, oh no.
Yeah.
I should be typing that up, shouldn't I?
Please.
Please type it up. Next time I'm going to type it, I'm going to email it to you.
I would love
and
that.
And then
you
can put it in your own words. Yeah. You know, I do research for the show, and she's a sec. Yeah, I just we just met this morning.
Yeah.
It's awesome. Well, you got to have fun with it. That's fun with it. Well,
definitely fun.
On that note. All right. Let's talk. Well, let's talk rant and raves here, WTF. Let me tell you a little story here. Well, last week, you weren't here last week, but I was talking to my friend Ben Smith, writer, Hollywood writer. He's a millennial. You're a millennial.
Yes.
Yeah, you're a millennial. I could tell. I don't know. I don't want to guess your age, but you're definitely in that zone. You know, millennials, it's a 20-year spread from 1982 to 2002. Anyway, we were talking millennials, and it was a quick little story for you. I'm on the roof of my building. I have a rooftop pool, a little jacuzzi, and a lot of people do Airbnb in my building. So I'm always meeting people on the roof that aren't from the building, which is cool. So I saw these three guys, these three millennials. They look like they could have been 25. They were clearly not from L.A. They were walking all around, taking their pictures and talking. And so I hear the guy say, one guy says, you know, in 1,000 years, the whole country is going to be just like this, a city, one big city. There'll be no grass left. It's going to be buildings, tall buildings. It's just 1,000 years. The other guy says, well, in 1,000 years, we're all going to be dead because of nuclear war. We're going to go to war, you know, and he starts rambling about Trump. And then the third guy, he says, you know, I'll be dead in 50 years, so I really don't give a shit. Well, and I'm listening. I didn't throw my 2 cents in, but what I got thinking was, well, you should give a shit. You should give a shit about the environment. We talked about this the last two episodes here. Safe, clean, and efficient. Got to be conscious about everything you do, whether you're climbing on a rail to take a picture. He's a 10-year-old boy, but the mother's got to be more conscious. Got to be respectful in everything you do, right? Like, for instance, the weights. Weights can hurt you, guys, and if you're not doing it properly, the simplest thing is respecting that. And you really have to listen to your inner voice.
Yes.
Do you have an inner voice, a little birdie that talks to you?
I do, yes.
You do?
Absolutely.
You know, I definitely do. I believe in that. And then others, you know, when they're speaking, right, a lot of times there's a lot of this just disrespect. So people should listen to themselves and listen to other people and pay attention. There's no doubt you got to pay attention to the subtleties of life.
Of course.
Yeah, and you got to do the right thing, right?
Absolutely, all the time.
All the time. You know, it's my old man used to say that all the time. He used to do the right thing. And I would say, Dad, what's that mean? Does that mean I got to carry around the bat in case I got to beat somebody? Or I got to carry... Well, I was Italian, you know, so we didn't carry any guns. But he's like, yeah, carry the baseball bat. Actually, one of my father's friends years ago, I think it was the 60s or 70s, he used to go to New York. And New York back then was kind of gritty. Way before your time, and he would carry a baseball bat. I remember. Mm-hmm. And father's like, "Hey, carry the baseball. Nobody's gonna mess with you. Have a baseball. You either carry. You got a Doberman by your side or a baseball bat. No one's gonna mess with you, no doubt." But yeah, I think listening to these guys talk, I don't know. I felt a little bit of apathy there with these guys. A little apathetic, but you need to be conscious. And you need to be, I think, focused on making this place a better world for you, for everybody else.
Yeah.
Whether it's throwing garbage on the street. What part of town do you live in?
Oh, I'm from here, L.A.
You're from L.A.?
Yeah.
You live in the Valley?
Yeah, a little bit.
A little bit?
10 minutes away.
10 minutes away?
Yeah.
Yeah, we're in the Valley, guys. You guys know anything about the Valley, you'll know. It's like a fish, a soup bowl. I was going to say fish bowl, but it's like a soup bowl with mountains all around. It gets hot as hell. 97 degrees today.
I know, yes. Whew.
When do you think it's going to... I think we got another month. What do you think?
Hopefully. I didn't think I would be in a dress today, but yeah, still doing that.
It's hot. No, it's hot. It's 97. I think we got that Indian summer where it's going to last definitely, you know, another month and start cooling down in the mid... it's cooling down mid-November, mid-70s. But other parts of the world, right? Chicago. Give a shout-out to my friends in Chicago. They got some torrential rain. You ever go to Chicago?
I have not.
No? Well, when
on
you're
on
the
list.
Got to go to Chicago. When the skies open up in Chicago, it comes down. It comes down pretty serious. Pretty crazy. But what a great town. So where else? Do you like traveling?
I do. I just haven't been fortunate enough to, you know, go everywhere that I want to go. But definitely Hawaii. I love it there. So.
Oh, really? Where
I'm
are you?
Tropical girl, so.
Uh-huh. You're on the Oahu? Where'd you go?
And Maui.
You were in Maui?
Yes.
I lived in Kaimuki for 3 months.
Oh.
Right near the college, Kapi'olani Community College.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of yoga.
A lot of yoga. I was on the beach. Yeah, a lot of yoga on the beach.
I can see you do. Yeah.
You could see that, right? Oh, yeah. That's some... Had some fun times, and then going up Cocoa Head. Anybody been to Hawaii? Cocoa Head, Diamond Head, these cool extinct, maybe not extinct, what are they, volcanoes.
Yes.
It's cool. I'm not an island person, though.
No?
Not really.
Huh.
No.
Wow.
I'm not really. I kind of lost that whole beach thing years ago.
Oh.
Not sure why. But it's always misty, right? In the morning.
Yes.
You can't wash your car there.
And it gets, you can't.
You can't wash your car.
It's raining one place and then sunny in another area. Yeah.
Right. So. Did you get rock fever? You ever get that? You
know? A little bit.
That's what they call that. Got to get off the rock.
Yeah.
Well, I had a great time there.
Yeah.
But I'm not set on to that. How about New York? You've been to New York.
I have not, no.
You haven't been in New York?
No, I know. I said I want to go different places. Yeah. That's on the list as well. So.
Okay. Vegas?
One day. Oh, yeah, of course. Yes.
Who hasn't been to Vegas?
We're so close to Vegas, yes.
You drive?
Yeah. Yeah, of course.
It's an easy drive.
Yeah.
I like driving through the desert, actually, to get there. I'm just not a fan. I stayed, spent 3 weeks in Vegas.
Ooh.
It didn't last long. Yeah. I moved there, and I only lasted 3 weeks. How's that? And it go. So we got
too
from
much trouble.
Who knows? But it was worth it.
Yeah.
The journey. It's all about the journey, right?
True.
It's all about the journey.
Of course.
All right. And on that note, books, movies, music, and more. So I told V before when we were getting started here, right before we went on, I said, I'm big into movies. And the last 2 weeks, I talked about two different movies. Well, this time, we're talking books. But before I get into that book, I want to give another little story here, because it kind of relates to it. Last week, we talked about survival jobs. Talked with Ryder about his, he does website designs, and he was a writer. His passion's writing, and in Hollywood, as you know, many people do have survival jobs. So I got on the subway at Hollywood and Highland, right there, and I was going back home to downtown L.A., and all of a sudden I hear, "Hey, Batman," because I carry this bag that has the bat, it's a black bag with a little Batman logo.
Oh, yeah.
She goes, "Hey, Batman." I turn around, and it's Wonder Woman. I'm like, "Hey, Wonder Woman, what's going on?" So we got talking, and she's like, I'm like, "So how does one become Wonder Woman?" She had the whole regalia. I mean, she looked great.
Love it.
She was even short. I mean, I know Gal Gadot is really tall. She's short, but she didn't even look like her. But it didn't matter. She had it was believable. Yeah. I said, "So what? How's that happen?" She goes, "Well, I lost my job, and a friend of mine is Superman on the strip."
Yeah.
She said, and he recommended I be Wonder Woman, and I put it all together, and here I am. I said, "Really? You do this a couple hours a day?" She goes, "No, I do it 8 hours a day, 6 days a week."
Wow.
She goes, "Nah, it's like, it's not easy." I said, "Oh, do you get paid?" She said, "No, you know, I do it like donations." She goes, "Sometimes somebody give me $20, sometimes somebody give me $1, sometimes, you know, nothing. It's tricky. Yeah. She goes, did you really going on the grace of people, the generosity of people? She goes, but. I said, what's the but? She goes, there's another Wonder Woman who doesn't like me. And I'm like, oh, what's going on? She goes, well, it's territorial. Because there's like three or four Wonder Womans on that block.
Yeah.
But I like the concept of here's a gal that's like, hey, I got to make it. I need, so puts on the garb and goes out there.
Yeah.
Hey, why not? Whatever it takes, you got to do it.
Yeah.
And that's really what this book is about, the power of one. All right, I brought the book with me today because I know, V, you haven't read that book, right?
No,
you haven't read that book, but it's by Bryce Courtenay. Guys, I love this book. You got to go check it out. The New York Times, this is quoting them, the power of one has everything. Suspense, the exotic, violence, mysticism, psychology, magic, schoolboy adventures, and drama. I'll tell you, this is a book I recommend every adult from at any age. You could read this at 15, adolescent through 90. If you haven't read this book, maybe by 90, you know, you don't see people reading books anymore.
No,
I don't. I saw a guy on the subway coming here today, by the way, who was reading a book, which kind of surprised me. He was a millennial. I'm like, oh, this is cool. But I love reading. I definitely read a ton. And this book in particular, I love it because it's about a boy. It's about a boy named Piquet in South Africa at the time when Hitler cast his enormous, cruel shadow across the world. And his childhood, this little boy, his childhood was marked by humiliation, bullying, and abandonment. So here's a little boy who grows up raised by his mama was a black servant, mm-hmm. and he's a white kid in South Africa, but he hasn't no color to him. He doesn't. He's a little boy. And he goes, they send him away to a private school. I'm not going to give the whole book away, but he gets abused because they... You know, he's the only white kid, and he doesn't really know. He's like a little boy, and he's this little skinny, scrawny kid. And somehow or another, he meets Hoppy Groenewald, who is a guard and a conductor on the South African railways. But he's the champion. So he's the champion, welterweight champion of the railways.
Okay.
So this kid vows, he vows to survive, and it's very heroic, actually, where he dreams and where dreams can become reality. But basically, he finds a best friend, a mentor, and a protector in this Hoppy, who teaches the kid respect, and he shows him his passion, which is boxing, which becomes the kid's passion.
Okay.
So at a very young age, this little boy, he wants to become the welterweight champion of the world. And you fall in love with this kid because you see like how he's bullied, he's picked on, and he doesn't really fight back until this guy teaches him. Well, I like this one line. It says, first with the head, then with the heart.
Okay.
Because it's all about heart. You got to put your heart. So you definitely fall in love with this kid. And you also see how human beings of all ages can be very cruel. Very cruel. It's very heroic. The kid's humble. It's also about redemption. And again, first with the head, then with the heart. Because with everything in life, you got to put your heart into it. And also talks about how small can beat up big. It's like the Samson.
Yeah.
Yeah, and never give up. And there's a search for justice. Okay. You got to believe in the power of one. And in the book, you'll read the power of one. It's one idea, one heart, one mind, one plan, and one determination.
Wow.
I'm going to say that again. One idea. So guys, anybody, if you have an idea, hey, Mark Zuckerberg had an idea, or maybe it's, you know, who knows where that was from, but if you have an idea, you got your heart, you're passionate about it, your mind, you know, focus. It's all about focusing all your energies, right?
Yes.
One plan. You got to have the plan, and you got to have the determination. So without all that, where the hell are you going to go?
True.
You're going to have too many survival jobs the rest of your life, but
no,
you got to put it forward. So check this book out, guys, The Power of One. I've read that book maybe three or four times.
I want to read it. Sounds like a great book.
It's a great book. Got to read this book.
Inspiring.
It goes quick. It's inspiring. And the ending, I'm not going to give it away. It kind of goes a little, it's kind of an interesting ending. I like the ending, no doubt.
Uh-huh.
It gets a little bit, it's like 100% believable, I think, until you get to the last 20 pages. And then he's like, I'm like, where's he going? I think he just wanted to finish the book. No, it's a great one. But when's so? Have you read any books lately?
No, just not yet. Just movies and definitely music. But
movies.
I definitely want to check this one out. That you know, it sounds really good. It's the Power of One.
Power of One. Yeah. Just everything about. It. I mean, I read. That's what I like. I like books about people, civilizations, but always where you have to overcome something.
Yes.
Right? It's not just about achievement, right, folks? That overcoming, whether you're overcoming an illness, a disability. I mean, success is not just about how much money you have in the bank, right? It's not just achievement. I mean, coming to Hollywood. How long are you? You're from here.
Yes.
You're from here, so you didn't like come to, you weren't the, you know, the you know, the girl was at school and then Kansas and came here. You can't click your heels and go back to Kansas.
Nope. I'm here to stay, so I've been here all my life, so.
You love it.
I do.
It's tough when I'm a Jersey guy, but coming here, takes a couple years, but once you get past those first few years, it's awesome, right? Well, you don't know. You haven't done it, but it's tricky. Well, you're from here, so you get it.
Yeah.
People are... Well, do you find people friendly here? Are people friendly to you in general?
For the most part, yeah. Yeah, definitely. Not with driving. Not when you're in traffic, but other than that.
They're crazies.
But yeah. They're nice, so.
How about downtown? You get downtown much?
No, not lately. But it's the same. It's pretty much the same around.
Yeah, it's all over. She's right. I just moved downtown.
Oh, okay.
Downtown, yeah. I just moved downtown about, last month.
Like it?
I love it. I love it. Downtown has come a long way. I mean, well, you grew up here, so you know, you were probably there 20 years ago. You wouldn't want to go there. But I talked about that, the streets and it's homeless and... I mean, it's got a ways to go. Great city, no doubt. It's not a very tall city. Its buildings are sort of short and squat, but they're getting there.
Yeah.
But it's going to take some time, definitely some more time.
True.
So what are you passionate about there, V?
Well, fitness as well.
Mm-hmm.
I love to cook. I love to write. Travel, of course, is on my list. Just stuff like that.
What do you like
myself
to cook?
Oh, everything.
Everything?
Yeah, soul food, vegetarian, just all different kinds of things. So I want to have a little cookbook one day, so we'll see.
Did you ever have like a first day where you cook something?
Not yet, but I wouldn't be nervous for that because I'm a pretty good cook. Yes, absolutely.
What would you say you are outstanding at making?
Like
what's a dish you would like to your go-to?
No, maybe like roast or fettuccine Alfredo, just something. I would ask, you know, that special someone what they would want. So, yeah.
Do you have a special someone?
Not yet.
Oh, not yet. I like that. Very positive. Personal.
Uh-oh, wow. My goodness. Do you hear this?
Can you believe it? I asked a personal question. Oh, no. No, but that's, are you, you're open to it?
I am.
Yeah. So you're emotionally available.
Yes.
No, I'd like to say that. Let me tell you, I used to be a bad boy. Mm-hmm.
Oh, you don't say.
You don't say. Yeah, that's in that memoir, if anybody wants to. Yeah, I was emotionally unavailable, but I was never searching for those who were emotionally available. It's the opposite. I kind of did it the wrong way. But now, cleared all that energy out. Yeah. I'm open to it.
Oh.
Definitely. Open to it. Matter of fact, a friend of mine just yesterday talked to a buddy of mine who's on Tinder. Are you on Tinder?
No. I haven't tried that yet.
No. Have you done any online dating stuff?
No, I'm just too busy right now with working. That's probably the issue.
Well,
too busy.
It happens.
Yeah.
Well, he's on Tinder and he's in his 30s. He's had luck with it and tells me I got to get on it. He's like, you got to get on it to meet people.
Yeah, I feel like that's the way you have to just do online dating now. It's not common anymore to just walk up to someone and introduce yourself. And I mean, I don't know. What do you think? You're much older. You're you know,
oh, thanks.
Twice my age.
What did you say? Twice your age?
Yes. And the thing is,
come
that,
on.
I like older men, but I still feel like they would go the online dating route. So I don't know.
Well, here's the problem with the online dating route for someone like me. Who thinks he's 30, by the way. I really do. I think I'm stuck at 30. You have to put my age. You have to put your age. Well, he said Tinder now. You could do Tinder, whatever, the private edition. It's $20 a month or something where you don't put your age.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, who? What I'm attracted to women who are 30 years old. I am. And I do very well with women who are 30 years old. But my age, they may not be searching guys north of 50,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Because the average guy north of 50, I will say, doesn't, I said, put the package together, same package. Would you agree?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. I'm trying to pull that out of you. So what do? I put my age. I don't want to lie. You don't want to start
a... I think you should be honest.
You got to be honest, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
So do you think I should go on Tinder and put my age and just
absolutely.
Do it that way? Or
yes.
Do this private thing where you hide your age? They're going to look you up anyway and find out.
You don't look your age, not that your age is, you know, an issue. So I think you'll do well. Be honest, upfront, personality, you know, your experience. So I think it'll work out. Keep going.
It'll work out.
Yeah.
Well, he's coming over to visit on Sunday. We're going to hang out, and he says he's going to get me all set up. Swipe
yeah.
left, swipe
right.
Oh. You know, when I was a kid, we had something similar to Tinder. You know, here's the way it went. You see this hot gal at the bar? You
yeah.
know, what she'd do is she'd be like waving her hand to the right. She would go, too short, too bald, too fat. She, oh, who's it? Who's? And she'd like wave you over. So that
yeah.
was our Tinder. She'd just kind of, you know, wave you away, wave you in.
Yeah.
That's it. That's how it worked. But you're right, going up to men. That's more my generation.
Yeah.
I walk right up to women on the street. I mean, that's what this guy on the gym. Like my gym, nobody, you know, the gym, nobody talks to anybody at the
yeah.
gym unless you know that person. And you don't want to walk up to her when she's in the middle of an exercise. And this
yeah.
woman was like, boom, 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 like me, one to the next. Doesn't wait around, doesn't waste time. She's got the earphones in. So it's like, how do you... You know, it wasn't that I was attracted to her. I
yeah.
was attracted to the person who got it together in the gym. I do.
Yeah.
I respect that. When I see a woman who knows what she's doing, doing it properly and hitting it hard, that like
yeah.
I get excited.
And good knees and everything. Like
yeah.
That, so, yeah.
Yeah, I see. Right. Good knees. No, no. So it took me, isn't it crazy? It took me 2 months to say hello to
That's
her because
why,
it's like,
yeah.
yeah, not that I'm nervous, but
okay.
A, I'm not trying to hit on her.
Yeah.
I just want to acknowledge that, hey, I want to acknowledge that. You really, but we got talking, and we would, I could become friends with that similar interest. But it's kind of funny. The minute I said hello, she was overly friendly, whereas,
oh,
you
yeah.
know, up until that point, you kind of have that scowl on your face a little bit
yeah.
when you're in the gym and you're tackling those weights. But no, I have no problem saying hello to someone. But
keep at it.
Keep at it.
Yeah.
I'm not looking, though.
Yeah. Well, it works out that way, too, when you're not looking, then it'll just... show up, so you never know.
Exactly. So have you ever been married?
No.
Oh, it's another personal question.
So personal. Oh my goodness.
Oh,
are we
where the heck are we going with this? Just talking. Well, that's what I thought. I didn't have a guest today, guys, purposely. I thought we'd let V come in here and we'll chat a little bit and
yeah.
a little back and forth. But do you like that one idea, one heart, one mind?
I do. Absolutely.
Another thing comes to mind. You ever see... You like Tom Cruise?
I do, yes.
Yeah, do you watch his movies?
Yeah, a little bit.
I went to see American Made.
No.
I wouldn't watch it again. That's kind of what I go by. As a friend of mine I went with said, it's not rewatchable. But if you like Tom Cruise, you'll like it. It's good, no doubt.
Yeah.
Kind of takes place in the 80s. I remember all the things that occurred. That's what's great about being... my age, because
yeah.
now when you see that you remember, you have memories.
True.
As a matter of fact, I
hopefully.
Went.
Hopefully.
Hope. Unless you were too drunk or
yeah.
most of the time. But
yeah.
here's a quick little one for you. Now, this is how the universe works, I guess. It just puts things into alignment. I got called to be on the show Glow.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the show Glow, it's it takes place in the 80s. It's like women's wrestling. That's a new show. Mark Maron. I gave a shout out to Mark Maron on the very first episode. He's a WTF guy.
Okay.
Yeah, he kind of had a podcast with that. He's a comedian. He's been around a long time. He's great. And anyway, it's just basically a show. And so I had to go and I'm playing a punk rocker, I guess, it's a club
okay.
scene, right? So a club, I put my punk clothes on, which I don't really have that many. But yeah, they liked me. They didn't want to cut my hair, V. That was a good thing. I thought they wanted
yeah.
like to shave the sides of my hair, but they said, no, you don't have to do that. But so anyway, so the show takes place. It's going to be a scene with these female wrestlers. And back then, I remember, it was sort of like the... Did you ever see The Wrestler, Mickey Rourke?
Okay. No.
Well, it's like fake wrestling. It's wrestling,
okay.
but it's sort of like you know, staged, and they wear costumes and whatnot.
You know what I'm talking about.
I don't even know what they call WWF. Is that what that is?
Yeah.
Okay. So, well, yesterday, all right, so I go through that, whatever. So yesterday, I took part in, my friend is sort of making this pilot for this gut punch championship type of thing. I'm not going to get into the gut punch, but anyway, I said I would do it. I'd be part of the group, or I'd stand there and take shots to the core and put, you know, give a guy.
I would love to do that.
You would love to do that?
I love wrestling,
Really? Because he was looking for women.
Oh, my gosh.
And he actually got one woman who's like a wrestler. She's a professional female wrestler.
Yeah.
And then another gal showed up, but she didn't want to fight her. Because she's like, I don't want to, you know, take shots to the core. This wrestler gal was like, holy cow, I wouldn't get in the ring with her.
Yeah.
And she was, and then the other gal was, said she worked out, but she bailed. She didn't do it.
Yeah.
But I did a little research yesterday by being in this, it was a Legion Hall where they had a ring set up, and I was watching the guys and the girls. It's kind of wild with the masks and jumping, diving, and landing. It's just Mickey Rourke all over again with the wrestler. Oh, yeah. So it's just sort of like how it works. I get called for that. The next thing you know, that's going to be on Halloween.
Ooh,
okay. So, the day, Halloween's on a Tuesday. You like Halloween?
I do. Yes. I'm still thinking of a costume. So,
yes.
When you mention Wonder Woman, now I'm kind of persuaded to maybe go that route. So, we'll
see. You make a good Wonder Woman.
Yeah.
And you're tall, too. So, you can get that going. That's a good one.
Yeah.
I would go rock that out. You better start looking for the garb now. You got to get the spear or the sword and the what is that? That's important. The shield.
Yes.
This girl had a great shield, and you got to get that.
Okay.
But yeah, you would look good in that. I would rock that out. Halloween. I'm going to be a punk rocker in a club.
Okay.
I'm actually going to a party. Mm-hmm. I'm going to work all day and then go to a party. I won't have to change. That's good. That's
Sounds
good.
Fun.
I love Halloween. I don't know. I remember last year on Halloween, give a shout out to Poison Ivory. She's a musician. It was on a Friday.
Mm-hmm.
And I did it. I think it was a Friday. Yeah, Acoustic Fridays we did when I had this show a couple years back. And she sang for us that day. Yeah, we got to do that. I got to bring in some more musicians. I love musicians.
That would be great.
Yeah, it does get loud. And so any questions for me there, V, now that we've sort of worked together for a little bit? Kind of coming down the home stretch here a couple more minutes. And by the way, I saw you guys, whoever's calling in, thank you so much for calling in. Sorry we didn't pick up.
Oh, yeah,
I didn't take calls today. I did see a bunch of people pass through there. Sorry about that, guys, but we will be picking up in the future. I just wanted to get some FaceTime with V here. So what do you think, V?
I love it.
Feels good?
Yes, very comfortable.
You look good in that chair, in that seat.
Thank you.
You didn't fidget around. You weren't banging your hands. You're not ADD, are you?
No, not at all.
No, you're not. No, you don't look like you. No, you not at all. It kind of works well. How are the headphones?
Yeah, they fit well.
Yeah, they do.
Yes, definitely.
Okay, feeling good.
Yes,
didn't you have
I
to
am.
Take? You did this the one. No, you didn't take your earrings off.
No,
didn't
I
need
know.
To.
I should. Yeah.
No, you don't have to. If it doesn't bother you.
No, it doesn't bother me at all.
Yeah, it's all the feel. It's all the feel. So then I'm going to get home tonight, and I'm going to get that call from my mother.
Uh-oh.
Ma. She's going to call me. She'll
talk
me.
To her nightly or like?
No, you know, she's cool. My parents they're like super cool for their age category.
Yeah.
Knowing my age, they're a good 20 years old. They're 20 years or so older than me, but the old man's looking really good. My mother worked out today. My mother works out twice a week, goes to the gym. She's been working out for, I don't know, a long time, right, Ma? She used to do four times a week, but I got her just down to two or three if she's really feeling it. But no, she's got a good feel.
Yeah.
So she'll have an opinion, though.
Oh, yeah.
Italian moms, they have opinions. She'll tell you whether you want to hear it or not, but that's all right. Well, hey, guys, this was fun. No, this was fun. We got some stories. I will email them to you next time.
Please do that.
Do it. Clear it up.
Yeah.
But
Forgive me, everyone. It was his fault.
It was my fault. I chicken scratch everything. You know, that's why I want to make, you know, part of this show. I want it to be, get you guys thinking, but have some intelligent conversation here. Candid, right? Straightforward.
Absolutely.
Trump he keeps tweeting what he said about that guy, whatever. But we try not to beat up on people, although sometimes you need to. Feeling good on a Monday. Hey, guys, have an awesome month.
Yeah.
October goes quick, doesn't it?
It does.
Now it's like, when is the Christmas decorations coming out? Soon, right?
I can't even think about it. Yeah, right around the corner.
Right around the corner.
Yeah.
We're getting ready for that.
Yeah.
But until then, we're going to see you next week, guys. We're coming back next Monday. I'm not sure who the guest is. I think we're going to bring a guest next week. I do want to get a musician in the studio, so we're going to be working on that. All right, guys, thanks for tuning in to Tola Talks. You know it. Find us again on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. You could subscribe to the show so you get it right to you next week, 4 o'clock.
Bye.
All right. Thanks, V.
Thank you.
I'll see you guys. Peace.
You're listening to Tola Talks with Rich Tola, right here on LA Talk Radio.